Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show or watching the show on YouTube. Guess what? You're getting two podcasts in the same week. That generally does not happen here unless there's a good, timely topic. We have that today. It looks like I made some people mad in the last podcast that I put up. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to thank all the viewers for coming back, the regular listeners, the regular watchers of the channel, and I appreciate you checking it out. If you're new, welcome. I appreciate you listening. Feel free to subscribe, follow, like, all that kind of stuff. And if you want to reach out to me, especially you guys that are listening to the audio-only podcast version, go to my YouTube channel or go to my website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. There's links on there to the podcast, the YouTube channel, the gear I use, and there's also links to the guide business. I'm a licensed charter captain here in the Carolinas, and if you're looking for a guide trip while you're in the area, hit me up, get you taken care of. And the contact section is the most important, and that's the whole point of all that, was that you can reach out to me there and drop a message, leave a message, send a text, all that kind of stuff, which brings me to a lot of the stuff that happened here this week. I posted a podcast, and I'll put you a link up to it that you can check out. And I was talking about the state of the tournament fishing world. I usually do one of these about once a year. And again, I don't fish tournaments really that much anymore. Most of my viewers, the overwhelming majority, don't. But I do find some of the stuff going on in the tournament world, catfish tournament world, interesting. Some folks are interested in it, especially if you're associated with the industry. And so I usually do kind of a state of the union. I fully expected to upset a few people in that process. I always do. I don't pull any punches on here. Well, I do pull punches. There's a lot of stuff I don't say. But I thought I would rub some people the wrong way. The interesting thing was, the people that I rubbed wrong were not who I expected. That's a new one for me. Well, you know, that, maybe not. It's happened before. The people who I upset were actually YouTube content creators. I was fully expecting the tournament people would be upset about it, but it was actually some YouTube content creators, not all of them, but some of them, took offense, were hurt, were offended, were just didn't like the way it came across, that they felt I think I was saying that Glenn from the ACA and King Cat were the original creators of some of these ideas. I didn't really mean that. We'll go more into that in a minute. But my favorite one was this one. We're going to play it. I think you'll like it. It's interesting, and I'll give you my commentary on it.
You know what? I want to pick a bone about that, Chad. You know?
Oh, I'd love to pick a bone right now.
It's been eating at me this week, you know. There's some controversial video / podcast, whatever, from this guy Peter Bellhorn or something like that.
Peter Dillhorn, you know?
Yeah.
They're gonna pick a bone with me. One interesting point here. By the way, this YouTube channel that is doing this is called Fields to Water. They have about 1,600 subscribers, and I do find it interesting. One of their points of contention is going to be that they don't get credit for anything. Nobody gives them credit for anything that they've done, and that's regrettable. That's bad that happens. In the same breath, they don't have the decency to even pronounce my name right or say it correctly. So I choose to give you the channel Fields to Water. If you feel like subscribing, go check it out. They need some subscribers. They need some viewers. And I can at least say their name correctly. See what else they got to say.
There's some controversial video / podcast, whatever, from this guy Peter Bellhorn or something like that.
Peter Dillhorn, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, we'll leave his real name as a whatever. We'll just call him Peter Bellhorn. Or
there was a video posted referring to the podcast that I put up earlier this week. By the way, this is Chad. I'll give Chad. I can say Chad's name. I don't call him Shad or anything else. His name's Chad. He is a host on Catfish Weekly that airs every Monday night and has been airing forever at 8 o'clock. So you can check him out over there and subscribe to Catfish Weekly if you like that content. Let's see what they got to say.
How great this 1v1 that the ACA came up with. Well, I got to say, I think 1v1's have been around a lot longer than that tournament. What do you say about
that? Interesting, here is this term, 1v1. Some of y'all may know what it is. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what the term meant until yesterday. Some people started referring to it and using this 1v1 as one versus one, one-on-one tournament. I didn't even realize I didn't know what the term was. So that was kind of new to me. But let's see what else they got to say.
What do I have to say that is first? Yeah, there ain't no way in hell these guys don't set and know that what we're doing. They watch our stuff, but they don't support the little people.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know they were doing the videos. I didn't know they were doing one-on-one tournaments, to be honest with you. I know people have done online tournaments. The kayak guys probably do it more than anybody. But I honestly didn't know they had done a one-on-one tournament. Again, one of the things here, the difference is not so much who did it first. And I know they want credit for it. I understand that. You want a pat on the back when you do something. I get that. The difference here is who is doing it. And this is a large organization with the ACA. King Cat, is doing some stuff where they're televising their events. Some of the other ones, I think MRM and some of the other ones have tried to broadcast stream. And that was the whole point of the original podcast that I did, was that they got to change the game on how they do that and how they make that entertaining. So, but back to my point, I honestly didn't know they were doing 1v1 tournaments. See what else I got to say.
So to come up with this big, fabulous idea, so the ACA, so they say they did, is a big freaking joke. Glenn Thomas is a joke. ACA is a joke, and I would never support them. They are money hungry.
I got a feeling he doesn't like the ACA. Call me psychic, okay? I may be going out on a limb here. I got a feeling he doesn't like the ACA.
Dieter's got his head up Glenn Thomas's rear end and needs to get it out of there. So to say that they came up with anything, there is a hell of a lot of people in this community that are running tournaments, enjoying the tournaments, and to say, hold on, I got this right here.
We'll get to it. He's going to post a screenshot of something I said in a minute. We'll show you that. Yes, the difference is that, by the way, my head up Glenn's... as he so eloquently put it. I think if you reach out to Glenn, he'll tell you that I'm probably the bane of his existence as the leader of the ACA, because I give him a lot of crap and I hold him accountable. And go back and look at any of the videos I've done on the ACA and you'll find out that while I hope they have success, I support them and hope that they become the mouthpiece, they got a lot of problems. They got a lot of things they're not doing right. They got a lot of things to overcome if they're going to be the leader. And I still question are they going to be able to do it? The jury's still out. It's not going to happen quickly. So I think there's some animosity here with Chad toward ACA for whatever reason. That's understandable. They're not for everybody. Not everybody has to like it. But let's see my comment here. It'll bring up a good point.
Just so I don't misquote, the possibility of something bigger being brought to the masses.
Let's pause it right there. The difference is none of those tournaments were concerned with the commercial success of their endeavor, and that's okay. I'm speaking about the possibility of something bigger brought to the masses. And basically what this was in response to something that somebody posted that was saying that these tournaments have been done online before. And they have. They've been done. There's no question there. The difference is, and what I meant in the tournament, I probably just did not articulate this well. Apologize for that. I am not exactly a wordsmith. Nobody has come up with a way to turn any of this into something that can be monetized. And listen, not every catfish tournament has to be monetized. Let me be perfectly clear about that. Not every one of them has to turn into a money-making endeavor. In fact, most of them are not. Most of them, very little revenue is generated, if any, off of the tournaments.
Tells me all about I need to know about. They want the money.
And in all honesty, yes, that is the truth. These organizations that I'm talking about, these type tournaments, are based on generating revenue. It's the only way something can function at that level. And that's just a cold, hard fact of business. Bassmaster, FLW, MLF, they all put tournaments on television because they have advertisers. The only reason they have advertisers dumping millions of dollars into the tournaments is because they've got viewers. You have to have viewers. You have to have eyeballs to disseminate this stuff to. And that's kind of where my complaint was with what these tournaments are doing. Listen, the guys like Chad and Fields to Water and their channel, they may have done the tournaments, but I'm willing to bet there were not many viewers. There was not anybody watching. Obviously, if I didn't know they were going on, they were not being disseminated and spread out well. That's part of the problem. The big guys have a hard time doing it. The little guys have an even harder time doing something like that. Let's see what else they got to say.
There was mention of
let's do it. One rod channel.
Let's do one rod. Oh, yeah. How about no electronics?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
I don't think any of those have been done in the past ever. 4 years. Later.
Now here they're talking about some of the other ideas I threw out there. I'll be honest, if the tournaments were done, I didn't see them. And again, I readily admit I don't follow a lot of catfish content online. The stuff I'm doing with my channel keeps me very, very busy with what I'm doing. The production side of my channel keeps me very, very busy. And then I got a work-life balance, and life takes up a big chunk of it. So I don't get to watch a lot of this stuff. If it happens out there, that's awesome. The problem is it's not being disseminated and getting out there and getting exposed, getting the proper exposure. And I'll be honest, guys. That's the key to success in anything you do in an online platform, whether it be marketing your plumbing business, your heating and air conditioning business, or a fishing tournament. You got to get exposure for it, and you got to get outside of your small group of friends and family to be able to do that.
Big shout out to Chad. You, brother, started this online tournament stuff 4+ years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody ever knew about any of these online tournaments till then. So kudos to you, brother.
Granted.
The original online.
Chad is the original. He's the OG. He is the OG of online tournaments, and we salute him and give him credit and props. Fields to Water, if you want to subscribe, go check out their channel. Consider it. Let me read a text message I got from somebody. And by the way, guys, I got a lot of messages. I got a lot of emails. 90% of them were like spot on, nailed it, you know. But like I said earlier, the ones that were, I ain't gonna say negative, but that offered comment and context on it were the ones that were YouTube channels that have taken, you know, have tried to do this stuff before. And let me show you what this one says, because it brings up some important points here. This message says, I wanted to text you and ask you to be careful with this subject. A bunch of bears were poked, including this one. This is from the person who sent the text message. I've had ideas stolen straight from my face. People with money asking for my advice, but not including me on the product. They straight up stole my ideas. Here's the thing, guys. I'm going to be honest with you, especially if you're not an entrepreneur and not from the entrepreneurial world and not somebody who's had their own business before. That's going to happen. And like I said earlier, ideas are a dime a dozen. Everybody's got them. An idea is just that. It's something that's rolling around in your head. The people who make it, the people who are able to capitalize on it and turn that idea into a Sharpie, an iPhone, AirPods, are the one who get the rewards for it. And that's not fair in some cases, but it's just a fact of life. And trust me, I've had the same thing happen in my YouTube world, the businesses that I have out of here. I've had it happen with the relationships that I have with different brands and the stuff we've done. It's going to happen, and it's It's not fun, but it's just the way the business world works. If you got an idea, you got something that's worth something, you got something you can do something with, the best thing you can do is, one, keep it quiet. Try to capitalize on it without somebody else seeing it or hearing about it. The other thing is, if it's truly something totally proprietary, you need to patent it, trademark it, whatever the appropriate protection is for what you're doing. Again, there's a lot of YouTube creators out there. There's a lot of people in various levels of social media that have dabbled in this stuff and messed with it. And quite honestly, they were, yes, they were the first ones to do it. But the problem is, they're not the first ones to capitalize on it. And mark my words, somebody's going to capitalize on it. Somebody's going to make money off of it. Somebody's going to take what you were doing that you were the first to do, and they're going to do it better. They're going to do it at another level, and they're going to make something out of it. I don't know if the ACA can do it. I don't know if they have what it takes to make that happen. Don't know if King Cat, is trying to raise the bar too. But generally, it does take money to do it. You're not going to do it with angler entry fees or taking 10% of the angler entry fee to do this. You're going to have to be a businessman that is able to get sponsorship dollars for your tournament. And that is the only way you're going to have the operating capital, or you have some hedge fund money that's coming in that's going to fund all this stuff. It takes money to do this. It's like any business. It takes money to make this stuff happen. And that's what I'm speaking to. It's what I spoke to in the actual podcast. Again, I'll put you a link where you can go check that podcast out. Listen to it. And again, forgive me. I apologize if I led anybody astray in the whole credit department. But, it'll be interesting to see if these guys can do anything with it. I think that's the next level. If we get to it, we may not. We may just see this stuff keep going. We may see Chad with Fields to Water create a big, online tournament series with advertisers. I don't think that's what he wants to do. And quite honestly, I think that is what separates the people who make it from the ones who don't make it, is the desire to do it. Most people will tell you right away, I have no desire to do that. I just want to keep it simple. That's great. That's awesome. That's me in a nutshell in many endeavors that I go into in life. I don't have the desire to put in the work and the effort that it takes to get it to that next level that we talk about. And, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. And, if you just want to keep doing online tournaments, 8 or 10 people, maybe 20, that's awesome. Keep doing it. You got a circle. It's fun to you. That's the biggest thing, is have fun and all this stuff. Enjoy it. Have a good time. After all, let's face it, guys. We're talking about fishing here. We're talking about fishing for catfish. We are not transplanting kidneys. We are not putting rockets in space. We're just fishing. And in the end, keep it fun, enjoy it, and listen to my podcast, because I will whine and complain about all this stuff and bring it to you and give you a little entertainment for a little while before you have to go to work, go cook dinner, or go take the kids to basketball practice. So anyway, that's it for now. We'll catch you out on the water.